Hey, GunFox here. Today we got Muttman episode 141, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing great on this nice Wednesday morning. The first time I'm doing this podcast in like a daytime.
Yeah, weird. It's weird to look at each other during the day. Do I look as pretty during the day as I do at night, Texas? Yeah, or do you only get with me when the sun's down?
When the sunbeam hits you right in the eyes, bro, it just glistens. Like it's just kind of dreamy. I can't look away. Just staring.
I've often thought of myself as a glistener, whatever that means. Tex, what stories you got for us this week? Let's get your Tex message.
What did I do this past weekend besides play Dungeons & Dragons? All right, so I went to the store and bought a Switch to play Pokemon. That's pretty much the craziest thing I did this weekend. See, the story goes like this, right? I got so mad when they announced Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu. I'm like, nobody wants a remake. Nobody wants a remake. And then I was like, but I want it, though. And so I went to Walmart, because Walmart was the only place that had, like, a Switch in stock, but they only had the Pokemon Switch that was available with the Pokemon Ball. And I was like, I got to have it. So I ended up just buying Pokemon, and I've been playing it, like, every day. And I'm like, I didn't really want a remake, but I'm glad I got it, because it's fun, and I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the next one that comes out, but I just hate how, like, the Switch's whole thing is we're gonna remake or remaster old games, and you can just play them. Make a new damn game.
Yeah, what's harder? Isn't like remaking an old game, is that simple? Because it feels like it'd be almost as hard. It's like 95% as hard to remake a game for a new console. Like, because I watched Wheels play a little bit of it on a stream, and it's like completely new. Like, what's the same? Like the map layout? Like, isn't most of it like recoding everything for the new generation?
I think it's just much easier to just use a story that's already there than it is to just come up with something new.
For the most
part. So I think that's the reason why they do it. It takes more time, I want to say, to actually go back and like recode everything to like have it like an HD quality. But if you don't got to spend the time doing storyboards and pitching ideas to people, you can just be like, we're making this. Like, all right, cool, thank you. I think that's much easier to spend time doing that, because a lot of people are actually really good at remastering stuff and people are coming up with new and innovative ideas. Just look at Mutt.
Good point. Really good point. We see that a lot. And I feel you, because I feel like, I don't know, maybe in my sense, because I'm not a coder, I feel like it'd be a lot harder to do that part than it would to come up with new story and new storyboards. Because, like, how many books are there? Shit, you can open a book. Like, there's so many stories. It feels like it's easy to come up with stories, right? Like, we could come up with a story, like, off the top of our head, like, right now. Ash loses Pikachu. But he finds him 5 gyms in. Boom. There's your new Pokemon story. And then he reunites and he's like the most powerful Pokemon trainer ever.
She gets amnesia, doesn't recognize Ash.
Yeah.
The whole game, Ash is trying to like somehow get Pikachu back from her new trainer.
But yeah.
He has to like get other Pokemon to end up fighting that trainer to get Pikachu back. Something like that. They can do something interesting, but my
amnesia's
guess is...
Amnesia's a classic trope. Yeah. Like, how hard is it to come out with new stories? I don't know. Isn't it, they came up with like... hundreds of them, even though they're kind of remakes for the animated series. Regardless, on to Mutt here. Actually, I just want to say this one thing. When you said I went to the store to get a Switch, I was hoping you were going to say I wanted to discipline some children after that. But little let down that it was just Pokemon and not children discipline.
I mean, I go to the backyard for that. I don't need to go to the store. Got a bunch of branches back there.
Yeah, that's true. Just break out the tree. It's better that way. More environmentally friendly, I guess. So, the agenda today. Team of the Week bundle and its value. We'll talk about the patch. Three good things, three bad things about it. Squads duo, Mutt Thanksgiving, solo blitzes, the blitz promo, and then maybe some sets at the end. And we'll look at some questions and comments from the last episode. All right, so, Texas, you told me before the pod that I inspired you to get the Team of the Week bundle. Can you tell the good people of the Muttman universe why that is?
All right, so I was at work. Chilling, you know, and when you're at work and there's no manager there, you just don't do anything. And so I'm on my phone watching GunFox stream, and I'm like, oh, okay, GunFox is buying a bundle. If GunFox is buying a bundle, you gotta pay attention. He don't buy everything. He does buy everything sometimes, but for the most part, like, if he buys something, you're like, pay attention. Like,
I do make a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, if it's not Legends Fantasy, but like, why would he buy it? I think, when was the last he bought a Team of the Week bundle?
My issue is I stream during Team of the Week drop, so like people always ask for it. But it's been a few weeks since I bought a bundle for it. Yeah, for sure.
Other than the first week, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he probably pulled a couple times after that. But I'm like, after he saw those like 2 week fans packs, how bad they were, you're not going back into those.
I pulled those the first time they came out because they changed it. Yeah, yeah. And didn't since then.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, oh, if he's pulling this pack, this must be good value because Gutfox kind of does things based off of what's going to bring him the most value. And I didn't even know there was a topper that guaranteed the Patrick Mahomes or the Jared Goff. I thought it was one or the other. I thought she could get to Jared Goff, but it was a fact that you can get. It was a you could choose which one. So I'm like, oh, they're giving you a. This is like this is the first topper I've seen in Madden this year that's guaranteed 400,000 coins. Like that's legit, just selling coins.
I don't consider that selling coins.
No, 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 it's not. But like the fact that you get the Legends Fantasy Pack bundle that's cost the same price, you can get it 86. That's 35K.
It's 100%. Yeah, I like. This bundle is what I want most bundles to be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're right. Like, the Legend Fantasy Pack, the Legend Fantasy Topper is trash. But you buy that for the Fantasy Packs and for hopefully getting that glitchy pull out of one of the packs. So, this is what I've been arguing for so long. Like, this is what bundles need to, like, kind of, like, look up to. Like, this is the lead bundle, I don't know if I can't think during the day or what, or the coffee hasn't kicked in yet, but... Some insert analogy here for something that leads people, like a dog or like one of those dogs in the mountains with the whiskey on their neck. Like one of those dogs. They find us dogs in an avalanche of bag packs with a good topper here. We drink your whiskey to stay nice and warm, dog. Regardless, I think they don't offer this often because we get spoiled. And we always want things like this. So when you get a topper like that of offering cards, they've sunk down in price to like 350K today,
which is still a lot. Like unless you pull a full legend on like a lot of some of these toppers that are guaranteed in the store, or like I'm trying to think of another pack, like a game changer pack. It's like you get like 5 games or 10 game changer packs, and your topper is just like another game changer pack. Like what is that? Like I'm just mentioning something extra. Yeah. This was something that was completely like you know because you got 12 packs for, and I think the 12 packs cost $10.50 basically. And so this topper was, you can just buy 10 of those packs straight up. And this topper was so much better. This thing is additional. It didn't factor it into the cost of the packs. It was just something additional.
Did they or didn't they? How much can you, I'm not on Madden right now. Can you check how much is like, cause is it 12? What,
yeah. So fantasy packs, Team of the Week Elite fantasy packs are 10,050. 1,050. My math. It's early in the morning. 1,050, right? And so you got 12 of them. So you times 12 times. So that's perfect.
Five. Yeah, you even get a discount.
Yeah, you get a discount and you get a 400K or 350K topper right now.
Freaking topper.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yo.
That's hot.
That is, they have not dropped anything in a game, I think, that has touched that. And they're probably going to screw up the Blitz promo by not dropping anything close to that again.
Is it, now, Blitz promo we'll get to in a little bit, but. Is this Team of the Week bundle basically a way to snatch some money for people right before the Blitz promo? We'll blow our backs out more with bundles to make people spend more. Is that the insidious EA that we all know and love?
It might be just the their way of like throwing people that, because I think it's a way to throw money spenders a good bone this week, because I think they're probably gonna show like set some good precedents in place for those that are spending money for this week. Because if you spend money this week, you probably will have a lot of coins and a lot of good players. Because so far this year, money spenders have, I don't want to say been getting screwed, but unless you got like a crazy pack luck, you've been kind of just throwing money down the drain.
Yeah, like it feels like this Team League bundle is different. And up until this point, like EA's really paid a lot of attention to like a lot of their core audiences of like solo grinders, weekend league players. And this one is one like, okay, here money spenders, here's great value for your dollar, even though you pull shit out of our packs, a topper here to basically make it up. This is ever since they screwed up with selling coins. Maybe it's like two thank yous in a few weeks. And then they even add a limited time card into packs too.
Yep.
Which I know a lot of money spenders love pulling. The thrill of the chase is why a lot of humans do things. Like whether we're chasing animals on a hunt, whether we're chasing mates at a bar or on Tinder or Grindr, Texas, did I hit too close to home there?
I just find it funny. It's a Tinder that you had to throw in or Grindr to be non-gender binary.
It's an all-inclusive podcast. So the thrill of the hunt for the limited time card is a good reason for a lot of people that spend money. So them adding primetime performer Kelce in a day early, I think it was pretty nice of them. Obviously, I would have wanted somebody like new or different, like a team of the week limited time, instead of like them just like, you know, taking from the next day and pushing it up. Like, couldn't they do like more? Like, and then like they gave us a Jared Goff from last week. So it's like they still do the same amount of work, but they like reorganize it differently to help the players a little bit. They obviously added a lot more. They did a lot more today, like adding in, they changed. What do you think about them changing Doug Baldwin? I think, are Seahawks fans pissed that they got rid of Doug Baldwin?
I mean, does he have a power up? I think he has a power up. Maybe. I guess if you want him for your team. He'll get a card eventually. It's just, I'm glad they decided to actually watch Monday night, because I was like, they're not going to change anything. Why would they change anything? Everything's already made. Because if you think about this, with Doug Baldwin, like, they had to go ahead and make his power up and then make another version. So he goes to, he's a 92, right? And so Doug Baldwin's.
Yeah.
Let's see. They already did all the testing, putting the cards into the game. So I figured they want to go ahead and not make that work for naught. Because the next Doug Baldwin might be like a 94. And then all of a sudden, they got to do extra work to go ahead and change the levels of the power up system.
Yeah. It is kind of weird that, like, they already had it finished, right? Like, they already had it, the artwork done. Why wouldn't, if they're going to change, why would they change it? Why don't they just add to it? Right? Like, how hard is that?
I don't know, but I just don't think I do all this testing and stuff. So, like, Doug Baldwin has an 89 overall, because he has an 88
flashback.
Yeah, he has a flashback. And so if he had a 92, that means he would have had gone to a 90 overall, which is 1,000 training, or 1,100 training. Then they had to go ahead and test that card, and then obviously his 92 for his 93. So they got to test, like, three cards there. It's not like, it's going to keep it. But I'm glad they actually decided to, because it ain't the first time this happened this year, but it's rare whenever they change somebody that had a big Monday night performance. And so Robert Woods ended up getting the master with Doug Baldwin, which is more deserving. And then obviously we got T.Y. as the limited time.
Yeah. Well, as the master. Yeah. But,
oh, no. It's, yeah, master. Yeah,
Hilton, yeah, Hilton's. Yeah. So it is, I don't know, it's kind of strange. Like, why don't you just put, like, why couldn't they put Robert Woods? Like, keep Baldwin in. That'd be two receivers. Like, I was like, you've already done the work. Why take away? Like, are they just hoping Doug Baldwin has a good week next week so they can give him another 92?
Probably. He had a bad week. His week was, like, decent. 7 catches for 57 yards. Like, okay. He's going to go off for the against the Panthers, so he'll probably get into the car next week.
So they're just hoping he has a big game so they can just reuse that work next week. Because, like, I just don't get copy-paste. I can kind of see it. Like, when I've made a shitty video before, I don't put it live. Like, it doesn't happen often because you guys know I'm pretty much shit. So when I have not made them live before, and I can see maybe EA just like, okay, this is a shitty thing. People call this out on our shit, so we're not gonna make it live. But I don't know. Feels like they should have just done it anyways, don't you? Just release it.
Well, don't take your bad comments. I don't know why they announce it. Why are you gonna? Or they don't even really announce it. Why do you put it on your account if you're just gonna change it?
I like that they announced it early.
No, I get that. I like it too, but like, if you don't announce it, then nobody can complain about, like, Doug Baldwin not having your card.
Tex, are you telling them not to communicate with us again?
They're not communicating in general because they don't put on their main Twitter account. What are you talking about? Let me go look on Twitter. Let me go see if that post is that blog's on Twitter. Hold on.
I'm going to be very disappointed, Tex.
I'm blocked by them. I mean, I see it on Reddit before I see it on the EA Sports Twitter account. So what are you talking about?
That's right. Maybe they don't. Maybe you're right.
Where's my damn mouse at?
Where's your mouse at? Did the cat eat it?
No, I didn't know my mouse can go to sleep. So I was like, well, I don't see it on my screen.
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow's Team of the Week preview is linked there on the 19th.
All right. So they finally posted it. I remember some points, I'll be like, somebody said, link's out. I'll be streaming on Monday or whatever. Where's the link? I'm on EA's Twitter. I'm like, I don't see no damn link. And it was like, oh, it's on Reddit. I'm like, why is it always on Reddit first? Like, y'all can't tweet this out whenever it goes live on the damn blog's post. Yeah, it's not hard to put it on Twitter and just drop and paste and hit enter.
I think someone must have like a few people must have like an RSS feed or something on the EA Sports website for any news that comes out. So like when it comes out, they see that, it gives them like a notification, and then it takes a while for them to go, actually be published on the blog, and then the Mutt Twitter account to see that, and them to post that link to it.
I don't like that excuse at all.
You don't like that? What do you mean?
No.
What? You need the link. You need the link. You need the website.
You don't need a blog. Just post it to Twitter. You don't need a blog. Just post it to your apes so that nobody can out here.
Where's it going
to
link? Where's it going
to
link to?
No. We don't need a blog. We just post the pictures.
I don't know. That's a big no for me, Tex. Why not? I like the blog.
The blog's stupid. It's just pictures.
The blog, it's pictures, yeah, but, I mean, it's all in one place. It's easier to make a video off of. It's easier to see all combined.
Or you can just do it on Twitter, because Twitter's a better news feed than having people on Reddit post 3 hours for you guys decide to post it yourself.
You make a compelling argument, but... yeah, I don't know. All right, I guess it's fine. I prefer the blog, because I like... here's the thing, like, EA for so long went away from the blogs, and I was like, oh, this is annoying. So, like, they'd announce things, but you had to, like, catch it as catch can. You had to be following the right developers. Like, so not everything... they didn't think everything was worthy of going on, like, the main account. So, like, they'd do it by different developers releasing cards and stuff. Like, or when they'd have, like, influencers release stuff, so you'd have to, like, follow a whole bunch of random people that you didn't know. And you're like, oh, there was a what card released? And who released it? Oh, okay, well, that's cool. I mean, it helps promote their influencers and stuff. But I would prefer it all in one place. So that way, if, like, I have to refer back to something, I don't have to go back, scroll down a Twitter timeline, like 10,000 posts just to find this one little thing that I wanted to do. It's kind of like, so what's nice about Mudhead? Like, if I want to see the history of a promo, I go on Mudhead on its history. Now, I have some issues with Mudhead and the ads that they give on my phone and the auto-playing of video, but... I will say it's a nice times capsule of Mutt. So
that is true. I hate Mutthead because I was trying to make some lineups last night on my computer that I don't have I don't want to log into Twitch on for some weird reason. Like, log into Twitch. Let me order your Mutthead lineup. Log into Twitch. Let me use your lineup. Why do I gotta log into an account to use a fucking feature on your website?
Yeah, they really push that Twitch. And I think because they're owned by Twitch. Curse, because Mutthead is owned by Curse. Curse is then got bought out by Twitch. Twitch is bought out by Amazon. So, like, that's why they really want to show their value to the larger corporation, so that they push people to sign in and push people to Twitch. And I think that's why they push numbers to Twitch. I think that's why they have the video auto-playing, so that way they can show they're pushing numbers to Twitch with their tournament. Like, it's all about, like, showing your value in life, right?
It's all about
showing your boss. Like Tex, when your boss is around, you work hard. I mean, it's like what Mudhead's doing, right?
Basically, also doing that shit Facebook was doing, where they're getting artificial views that doesn't actually mean anything, just because something's playing in the background. That, like, it's all to deceive advertisers, and eventually it's going to come to a halt, because advertisers are going to realize not everybody, if people are viewing, nobody's watching this.
There's no engagement.
There's people. The numbers are up. There's no engagement. Engagement's all that people care about. Because I know Facebook got in trouble recently for their whole manipulating of the numbers, because advertisers were paying a certain amount for these numbers that people were getting, but they weren't getting. They were, because videos would just play on somebody's feed, but they weren't watching the video.
I mean, that's a valid point. Like, you go into a Mudhead stream on Twitch, and you won't see anybody talk for, like, you know, 2-3 minutes, and then you'll get, like, a comment. Or it's like in somebody like Problem Stream, who has, like, he'll have, like, 1,000 viewers. It's like comment, 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 mm-hmm. comment, comment. Like, you could tell, like, fake views from real views just based on that engagement, like you say. So mm-hmm. I mean, it's true. Like, I mean, it's legal, but don't get me wrong. Twitch definitely allows embedding content, and they're all for that. You're right. It does deceive. And I guess the only victims of that would be advertisers.
Yeah, once advertisers realize that they're being duped, then they don't give as much money to the content creators on the entire site. And true. So it's just like, it's kind of iffy. So I don't like what they're doing with that. Because it may work for now, but in the long run, it's not going to do anything but cause a lot of issues down the line.
I can see, yeah, definitely. Or if people come to, like, a Madden stream, and everybody always goes to, like, the top stream right away. And then they see, like, nobody's talking in the Madden stream. Like, oh, this kind of sucks. Let's go to another game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's off topic. But anyway, so keep up with the blogs, in my opinion. So we have something to reference back to it. Please, EA. I like that. Let's move on to the patch. And let's talk about three good... Do you have three good things? You asked me to put together three good things, three bad things. Do you have the same amount?
No, I haven't played since online. I'm going to stream it, because I've really been looking forward to the deading of 335. But I guess I can give you a quick three things real quick that
okay.
I, from, like, watching you and CC's and Eric's videos, I can give you, well, probably two. I do like that it can go into playbooks now and actually change certain things or remove the play if they want to do that. So they can add formations, remove formations, or add a play and remove a play. I like that, because now that's going to allow people to actually, I don't know, play the game the right way. instead of out here running just a spam blitz if EA can't seem to find a way to fix it. And I do like that they improved pass blocking on for the most part. But I guess negative, I don't like the QB contains. And I really do not like that. What the? Duo squads. All right, that's all I got.
All right. You kind of hit a few of my points. I will say about your 335, I think the reports of its demise have been greatly exaggerated. So,
well, just, so before you go,
yeah,
you're going to talk about how, like, if you don't do the contains, then you can still run the blitz still comes in.
Yeah.
So when I was watching a video, the reason why the contains are annoying is because when they would do the contains, when I was playing against it, I got Michael Vick. I couldn't scramble out of the pocket. Now, if I know where it's coming, I can run out of the pocket. Very unless true. they spy me on linebacker. If they spy me on linebacker, I might get sacked.
They yeah. So here's the way EA in their development oftentimes takes shortcuts, and cutting out the contains like it is a big shortcut. Like making them just stop. I get it. I get the reason the nano detection. The reason they did that because that was something they couldn't fix or whatever. But like nerfing contains like this, you just buffed the shit out of mobile quarterbacks like Mike Vick. Like, Mike Vick went from better than pocket passers to, like a whole nother, like, couple, like, power levels, like, times 10. Like, he went from magnitude 7 to magnitude 8 earthquake type of difference. Like, he absolutely is going to, like, speed at quarterback is absolutely, it's always been needed, but it's more now than ever. Because you send a blitz, I motion in a receiver or block a tight end, I get a double team in your end, I just run around it and I run for a shitload of yards with Michael Vick. I mean, it's unfortunate that they had to take out a key element of the game, contains, and it working effectively on like a blitz in order to make their blitzes stop. Like the smart solution, the way that you actually do it and you figure out how to do it is to fix your offensive linemen and your ability to recognize blitzes and then pick up blitzes and not get their disengaged bullshit where they pass it off to nobody. And so they take the easy way out. They inadvertently buff a terrible part of the game, which is guys rolling out of the pocket, playmaker throwing off the back foot and completing it. And they take away like from like a more legitimate strategy. So obviously get your spies up, but even with spies, even like LT on a spy or Alan Page, who's a decent fast defensive tackle, low 80s, even with them on a spy, with Mike Vick rolling out, they still have a lot of time outside the pocket to find a guy coming open before they hit it. So it's unfortunate, but and then here's the thing with the 335 and what they found with the blitzes, like I see it that you want to nerf their effectiveness, but there are plenty of other blitzes that are amazing in this game that people are just going to move to for new pressure, either a 3-4, 4-3 over, 4-3 under, 3-3-5. Dollar, I'm guessing, is going to get a resurgence. Depends if people keep running the ball, then maybe not. But 3-3-5, still good run D, still good blitzing. I've seen a lot of pros still in 3-3-5. So we'll see what that evolves to. Because here's the thing. Nickel normal, the four-man pass rush in nickel normal, the glitch there, dude, just slant to the way of your three tech, like the overload side, and that defensive end gets such a good animation. It's pretty awesome. Like Bosa and LT, they're all slanting their ways. Like the pressure comes home in 3 seconds in nickel normal. It's nice. It's the four-man pass rush in there. And like if you really want to make it hot, send five. And it's like even when they're blocking six, five against six, you're getting a shed. You're getting that quarterback. It's almost as good as blitzing. So, and then there are nickel normal blitzes even. Like, I've been running a variant for a few months now. But, like, one that's kind of popped up in the last few weeks is, like, that man blitz. What is that? Mike something. Anyways, you send, there's, like, six guys sending you. You crash your line in. You pinch them in. Or maybe just crash out. Crash out or crash in. I haven't figured out post-patch. And then you use her. The leftist screen linebacker, and then like those five guys get really good pressure, or the looping. Wow, sorry, I'm sick. The looping comes through too. So anyway, and then have LT in that looping is really good. So there is definitely new pressure. People, I think, just don't like being pressured, and pressure's good in this game. I think the issue with the game is not necessarily sending a lot of people; it's the linemen being idiots, and especially on the on the run plays. Linemen not finding the right targets. So they need to update. Like, this legacy code issue that they constantly complain about, I get it, you complain about it for a while, but after a little bit, it's like, it's buck up or shut up. Like, stop using the same excuse over and over. We'll give you a little bit of leniency, but legacy code, for the amount of people, the amount of money you make, the amount of stuff, like, just as a company, the amount of money you make, you have professionals working for you, do your job. Fix the game. So, back to good things, which I wanted to start with. Scum kicks are gone for now. It feels like people forgot how to kick high to the fullback because they've been kicking it deep to my Dion, and I've been having a good time. So scum kicks are gone for now. We'll see. We'll wait to see what other people... People will give it a couple weeks. We'll have a scum kick back. 2v2 squads are a nice addition. And then, like you said, with the playbooks, I want to echo what you said. That's very cool that they can code in new plays. So anything else good, Tex? Wait, one question. 2v2 squads?
Yeah.
Are a lot of people going to play that?
I think so for... I don't know. I mean, I guess now that you don't have to, like... I guess it's, you don't have to just have a random person playing with you. You can play with your homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you want to grind some series tokens... My man does my graphics, Jason. He's like, yeah, if you want to play some 2v2, can you just get John Madden? So, and I mean, that'd be much easier than trying to find a third person. Especially for like the daily, like the weekly ones. Because you get a lot of tokens weekly. Like, I think it's like 10. But if you don't have a third person, you'd be in those games, you'd be doing some dumb shit.
Yeah.
So I guess if you just want to earn some tokens for Madden, now I don't think people be playing competitively because like playing 3v3 is hard enough to stop people as it is. And so really? I think 2v2 is going to be a little tougher.
So defense isn't that good in 3v3?
Well, not as because you can't use a defensive line anymore because you can't because you can put jump snap on a guy, but you have to still time it. Jump snap used to be automatic.
Yeah.
But since you can't, people were botting it, you have to manually trigger it. So it's kind of useless. And so a lot of people were like, if you wanted to be like, oh, if the guy has too much time in the pocket, you would use your defensive end, jump the snap, block shit, and get to the quarterback to force those pressure. But now if you're not paying attention, if you lack off for half a second, you're going to stand up and then just not get no, and then just get pancaked.
Wow. Okay.
So you can't, so you got to use everything, which then allows people to have time in the pocket because there's no pressure. And if you do blitz, then they could just run the bunch formation and just block everybody. And then basically just have two routes and have a guy run around the field till they get open.
Yeah, and it's hard to cover. Yeah, and in a game like that where they can maneuver quickly, yeah. Especially yeah. with the cut mechanics and stuff. Huh? I didn't realize jump to snap was that nerfed. I thought it was. I heard it was nerfed a little bit, but I didn't realize it was like so bad where like you don't get much pressure unless you like time it you
have to,
perfectly.
Yeah, the fact you have to time is annoying. Like it should automatically work, but you like what's the point of that then? Like it's only good if you're using it only head to head, not in squads anymore. Because it was glitchy in squads last year.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Basically, you can just ghost your way through squads, just put yourself on defensive end and just like watch a motherfucker go to work. He would get the jump. He would jump every time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but now they're like, nope, no more botting. And so they broke that mechanic in squads. That's why squads is annoying this year, because like a lot of stuff still broke with it. You still fucking freeze. You're trying to block somebody. If a guy throws a little ball to the halfback and you're on the receiver, you want to go block the cornerback over there. Your guy just stops in the middle of the field. And then he moves after the guy's being tackled. It's like, how is this broken? And that's why I don't think these modes play the same. Like, that don't happen to Mutt. I don't see my receiver just stop running. He'll run by somebody, but I don't see him just stop running.
Yeah, whether they get frozen or running animation or a stopped animation, I guess is the big difference. As we know, a lot of shit's wrong. Like, I don't know. Bugs pop up in the coding and... I have honestly no explanation for something like that. But do you think squads? We don't see a lot of squads on YouTube. Us YouTubers, we try to do squads. Me and you try to do squads videos. They get absolute shit for views. Generally, when things are getting shit for views, they're getting shit for play. So do you think nobody's playing squads? Because when I say nobody, I mean like a lower population. Do you think a very low population plays squads because a very low population watches the stuff on YouTube?
I don't even... It's kind of hard to tell. I think they're not putting as much... I mean, the rewards are great, obviously, but I don't think people really care for tokens. I think if they had, like, extra incentive over there, like, if squad leaderboards actually mattered, like, if you get to the top 100 for squads this week and we'll get you fucking, like, some extra shit, like, you get a diamond pack, stuff like that. But I think people... Because, like, I wonder what the numbers are at this point last year compared to this year. Because, like, right now, number one squad player is 1,000-plus wins.
Wow.
But then, like, number four is at 713, which seemed like a huge drop-off, I want to say, from last year.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare it to the Mutt leaderboard, how many does number one there have?
Let's go to the Mutt leaderboard right now. It's probably going to be a lot more because guys like playing with their playing. They have full control of their entire team instead of because like you can find. I think duels might be successful just because people have two solid good players, and that third player is just always a wild card, especially because sometimes they're not good.
Yeah, I agree. Did EA screw up making integrating this in Mutt instead of like its own separate mode like NBA has?
It should have been both. I don't know why. They did the money to make money. Anything they can make money off, they thought they could make. So it should be literally, there should be a squad's draft champions. There should be a squad's.
No, I'm talking like a squad's like park where you where it's like 7-on-7. It's kind of like that NFL street. 7-on-7, you create your own player. Or not even 7-on-7, maybe it'd be 5-on-5. I don't know what it would be. But you create your own player, and then you join your squad, and you level up with experience like that. And you could get like, you know, customizable clothing and stuff.
I mean, yeah, anything. Well, I don't want to park because I don't want to walk around. I'm good. Like, I hate parking.
Not like that, but I mean, like something similar to that. I got
you something where you just create your own player, play in CFM, and you can rank up. I think anything like that just kind of give you...
Like, do that.
Give
do
you
that.
Personality. Give you a way to... A purpose to play the game daily. It's something that they should do because it works for 2K. I just don't think they want to do that because they're not... I don't... Like, 7-on-7 is like 5-on-5 is kind of easy in 2K because they have a rec and stuff that you can just go find people to play with.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Madden has the time to incorporate that because they're matchmaking as it is. You'll get matched with somebody just playing the game to be an asshole. And then you're just like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, can't you do that in NBA too? Can't you just be
not
an asshole
really,
in NBA?
Really? Like, not because your teammate grade matters in that mode. So if
your
you
teammate
have
what?
Enough, your teammate grade. So. You probably could do something like
EA
that.
Yeah, could do that something.
Yeah. So teammate grade in squads, if your teammate's out here throwing picks, they don't kick him out of the game. He just stays. If he's out here just taking sacks, out here throwing a ball, in 2K, if you have a turnover, teammate gear goes down. And if you get to an F, you get kicked.
Huh. Then what happens? Then it's 2-on-3?
Then it's it'll be, if it's 5 versus 5, then it'll be 4 versus 5.
And it'll be a bot for the fifth person?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so it just comes, but people, I guess, have more pride in that game. You usually don't run into somebody playing like that. If they do, they usually end up leaving. Why is that so loud? But so head-to-head, like the number one guy has 1,200 wins and 1,100 losses. So he's basically played way more games than that guy has played squads. And keep in mind, a guy that's played squads is probably has to play with another extra person, where this guy has played basically 2K games, 2,300 games.
Wow. I mean, that's a crazy amount. But so, like, what squads, like they're trying to make it back like they had a Madden 25, but don't you think they could have been, like, more creative with it? Like, I mean, you can always like, do that teammate grade and stuff and then boot the guy for a CPU quarterback. So, like, wouldn't that have been a better idea for squads, like, to get more people to play it?
Just something different besides the Mutt. There's no entry to Mutt, so if you wanted, like, I mean, so, that's no free, I guess, no cheap. So, if you, like, they could have just did something where if you wanted to, like, try to get into Mutt, like, there should still be free modes to play. This is just playing solos. Like, you should at least be able to play that
or
without having to play
head
coach. Like, draft, I'm telling you, a draft champion is where you draft, like, somebody drafts offense, somebody drafts defense, and then somebody drafts whatever. And then you just basically go back and forth, pick players you want, and then you can play with that team. And if you win, you get some stuff to help you. Like, it can do DC, and then they can also do rec teams, so people can just play with their favorite teams against other favorite teams. And then player friend also has kind of killed interest because people still want to do, like, YouTuber versus YouTuber matchups. Like some tournaments like that, but they don't really have an option to draw interest up like that. So like if you, me and you, and let's just say one of your Twitch Prime subs wanted to play, we'll say Problem, and then two of his Twitch Prime subs, it's not possible because you can't play a friend. You just have to randomly match up with them. So there's a lot of stuff they can do to draw interest in this mode besides just keeping in the Mutt. They decided to just do duos. I'm telling you, duos was not called for. We won't play a friend. That's all we want. Play a friend. That's not the game next year, bro. They're completely just ignoring us.
Did we bury the lead when we didn't say Jake Stein came on this podcast and called out duos 9 months ago?
Yeah.
This podcast is ahead of its time. Jake Stein alluded to it because somebody asked him a question about that. Like that was one of the viewer questions about duo squads. And he said, I'm going to give that guy something because that's really cool that he's all about that. So Jake, you could tell the excitement in his eyes that about duo squads. So he made it happen. And that's kind of like what you need in business, is a guy to make things happen. So Jake, tip of the cap, glad that you're making changes.
It took 9 months, but I wish it should have been the game at launch. But all right. I'm not about to
You're give so negative text.
I'm not negative. It's just something that shouldn't have been in the game at launch. I just think they wanted to kind of bring wait and drop it now so they can be like, we updated the game. I'm always looking at things cynically, man. It's not negative. I'm always looking at things like, why wasn't this in the game from the get-go? Just like how they did with the training. They're like, so I don't know if you see what Crail's explanation about the training for the Thanksgiving cards on Twitter?
He
said that the reason why the Solo 93 Nat is not worth 3,200 training or 3,300 training, because usually if you have a auctionable card, the training is full. If you have a Nat, it's half.
Yeah.
And so his explanation was that the reason why that the card is only quick sellable for 840 training, I should say, is because we wanted high rewards, and so high rewards means we get less training. But everybody's like, what are you talking about? Every Nat card's been half. And then Crail points out to an example of a Nat card. That's a Anthony Barr, who was 90 overall, and then that's auctionable, was 2,200 training, and then a Nat card was 1,100. And people are like, yeah, but why the fuck is Darius Slay or one of the other Thanksgiving cards a
93?
Like, 93, that's not half. And he just was not answering your question.
It sucks to be Crail, because I know he didn't want it like that. But that's why I made a video that the EA economist needs to go. Like, the person making these decisions, yeah. I don't know, whoever made that decision, they're like, that's too good of rewards for people doing solos for the amount of time you put in. So as the economy, you put in this much time, you get this much reward out of it. That's how we're balancing our game. Like, Crail needs to take those slings and those arrows from the community, and it sucks, but it's not his decision.
I know, right? It's not his decision, but
the EA is... Sorry, let me finish.
Yeah,
gotcha. The person at EA making these decisions is a total piece of work. Like, just make it consistent. Don't be like haphazard, like, all right, well, I guess those 4 hours you put in for those solos, we're not going to reward you enough training. Like, do they not understand training is NAT anyways? Like, don't they just give away NAT golden tickets like they're fucking candy? So, like, what's the problem with giving away NAT training points? Stop with this bullshit of like, oh, I don't think that's enough value time. Don't make it inconsistent. Fucking give us the 93. Give us that NAT training value. Like, don't be doing this bullshit, like, of telling us that's you didn't put enough time for this amount of training points. Like, just, it's time to stop, all right? Time to stop.
Yeah. And my thing is, just don't defend it. Just say, you heard your feedback, we're providing it to the team, but we're not going to fix it. Just
you hate that shit, though, Tex. You hate that.
I know,
that.
But, like, don't lie. Don't be out here saying this. Don't be out here lying and say this is a feature we always had when you have not had a card that was literally less training than it should have been. This is the first time. Just say, we decided to do this now. Don't be out here saying, we always done this. And then put an example out that's incorrect. I was like, what are you talking
about? That might have been wrong. Yeah.
I was like yeah, we Crail, I know you just kind of got back and everything's getting situated, but like this is the first time they've done this where a Nat card was not worth half the training of an auctionable card was. This card was the same value as basically a 87 overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like crazy. And it's only because the solos took 2.5 hours to do, so if they had taken 11 hours like the journey did, it would have been worth 3,200 training. So I'd rather it be lessened so that way I don't got to spend all the time grinding for a card that I'm going to use on my team. And so I'm cool with it. Just don't lie to me and say this has been the game the entire time when it hasn't.
Yeah, he just should have said – he really shouldn't have – yeah, you're right. Just say our team decided this was the proper reward for the solo string and get fucked, Madden community.
Or make it no quick sell. Just say we wanted you to have this card so you could put it into the set to help make the cost cheaper. Just don't get a quick sell value. Just say that's not auctionable, not tradable, it's not auctionable, not tradable, not quick sellable. Just make it collectible.
So what do you mean collectible? Oh, so
you can collect into the power up set or you can collect into the Walter Payton set.
Don't say that though. Don't say that because then they won't get that NAT training.
Okay. Well, I'm cool with that. I rather. I'm not gonna quick sell the card anyway. But I'm not gonna quick sell 93 overall for 840 training though. I guess that's stupid. That is really dumb. Plus, all those cards are really good, which we'll get to later on.
I'm trying to see. Did he say that on Reddit or his Twitter account?
It was a Twitter account.
I'm trying to look for it. I see his. I don't know all the details on when this decision was made, but feedback's been shared with the team. And then his next tweet was, honestly, I don't have a clear answer for you. I will check with the team to see. I was a little blindsided by this one as well, so I need to do some more digging. Things like this change the future. Try to let players know. I'm not seeing his.
Here, I'll find it. I was dying. I was.
You're laughing.
Yeah, cause I was talking to my man. Cause my man, he has a Dolphins team. My man Jordan was talking about how he was mad that he couldn't quick sell one of the cards for the soul because he's a Dolphins. He don't care anything about the Dolphins. Oh, so yeah. I was like, there's no Dolphins. I'm a quick sell the guy and go ahead and get used for Rashad Jones because that'll help make a huge dent in that Rashad Jones. Since being 8K training, it's been like 5 because that card helped you out a lot.
Yeah.
And then so, yeah, and then so here's the, here, right here.
But just read it out to me. You don't have to send it to me.
All right. He says, just going by the answers you all hear, it's by design. Also, Mason, be careful with using words. Never check out what with the Mutt Monsters was solo from set. The other one was the free 93. The training quick sell had to be lowered. And so when he provides the example of the training quick sell being lowered, Nat 1, 1100 training, auctionable one, 2200. And people are like, yeah, it's been half. So he provided an example to prove people's points. And people were like, you can't do that. And he said, somebody said, this just proved our point. It's always been half. Not complaining, just bring it to your attention. Nonetheless, enjoy your weekend too, Cray. And Kayla writes, the community complains, we want higher rewards, we want stuff for free. There are some trade-offs that have to make this happen. This was by design. Have a great day, have a great night, enjoy your weekend. But it wasn't by design. Because if it was by design, it would have been just like the example Crayola posted earlier.
No, like, by design means you mean this specific card was by design, not like by design for the whole game.
I got you.
But yeah, I think they want to give the higher overall reward, but not the training reward. I don't know. That seems silly to me. Like, it goes along with this whole NAT thing. Like, the training points are NAT. So, like, they're essentially equal to a high overall NAT, right? So, like, you could technically get value at it. There's, like, a training point, like, market-ish, because you can, you know, downgrade, take a 50% hit and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of, in their economy, it kind of recycles back. But it's still, like, stuck on your account. You can't sell that for coins, but you could still get new cards with the training. So, mm-hmm. I could see a little bit why they're okay giving us a 93 NAT, but not the training, because you could use the training on other cards. But I just hate that whole, like, thinking, like, we're okay giving you a high card for your team, but we're not okay with you being able to manage your team on your own. Like, we don't trust you, like, because you're a fucking toddler.
Yeah, be able to turn that card into something more valuable than what that card possibly could be, which is coins. Because you can use that 3200 training and probably spend probably, what, a couple of K, but maybe like 15K of some cards, and turn those into some flashback packs and get a card probably 200,000 coins in value.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky, that's true. You could also recycle training points that way.
I legit think us putting the videos about how to turn training into coins legit made EA shook, and they had to go ahead and reverse course. Because, like, I don't think they thought that we were this smart, which is, I think, an insult to our intelligence.
Here's the thing. I don't know if they knew. I don't even know if they. I'm not joking. Like, us figuring that out, like, that's something that they're like, oh, shit, that's right. That's the economy, ain't it?
Yeah, like, fucking, you can buy these cards for, like, you can get some cards for 50 coins for training, and then all of a sudden have them, and then quick sell, and basically get more value back. So, like, you could turn, before they ruin league tokens, you can quick sell one card and get, you can either buy all the pieces for the tokens for 3 or quick sell some cards and end up with 4. For the same price. And so he was like, never mind. So they got to keep that in mind, because as we get more higher overall Nat cards, they're going to, people are going to be quick selling them because they rather just get the training and just use that to either improve their team or do something crazy with it.
So you think we should expect more of this in the future?
Oh, if this is by design, and the example you provide is not by design, but I guess this is the precedent going forward. So if solos take less than 11 hours to knock out, it's going to be an item that you get that is going to be going for, like, way less than what its counterpart is, which is crazy.
Here's a question I have for you to wrap this whole thing up.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with them taking away power-ups and their ability to go into elite token sets in order to get more NAT, higher training point rewards on your NAT from solos?
That's a iffy one, because they keep ruining the... I mean, I guess I'm okay with it now, because I'm not doing any elite token sets, because they're all terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with it now. Take you go and just make sure you can't add any power-ups to them set. I know some people might be mad about that, but with the fact that we know, like, later on in the year, like 99, they're going to be getting them out free, and they're going to be going for like 10 trainings. It'd be kind of funny to see.
Yeah, training will eventually probably go down to like 1-for-1, right?
More than likely. It's going to be insane. But I guess I would take that trade. What about you? Would you take that exchange?
No.
No?
No, I mean, I'm sort of into training, but, like, I guess both ends of it, I'm only... Shit, hell, I use a lot of training. I just used 1,200 last night on putting tip drill on my entire secondary.
Yeah, I saw you drop a pick in traffic. You lost a game you shouldn't have lost, and you went ahead and went crazy.
My mental state may be a little fragile right now on gameplay. So, yeah, I just spent, yeah, and the very next game, I played a game last night off stream, and it made a difference. Let me tell you, put swap ball, turn your coach adjustment on the swap ball, and just put tip drill on every single player you can, whoever's dropping in coverage. You're going to have a better time in this game.
You also think about getting that Travis Kelce with training, too, which was, like, insane. Like,
it was out a day early. And then they took the training away so fast. They took it away. So I was going to do it. But then the stream said we'd rather watch T.Y. Hilton gameplay than Kelce. So I'm like, all right, let's do T.Y. then. But, all right. Wow, we are barely into this agenda. This is going on a lot. We're on like the third point. What the fuck? So the gameplay, playbooks that we had talked about that. All right, the three bad things. I'm gonna go through these. Yeah. We'll just get through these quick because we've complained enough about gameplay already. This popping, we always hit it. I think I put this on Twitter last night. Bad decisions are not punished. So bad decisions by the opponent's quarterback, they throw like into coverage. And like they could just come down with it, where your DB doesn't get an animation, or you gotta just like watch the ball sail over his head. That's an issue with the patch. They haven't fixed bad decisions by your opponent not being punished by your defense. So that's a huge, like, it's all over the game too. Like sometimes you call the wrong blitz, but then like, or maybe the offense or even good decisions sometimes aren't rewarded well enough. Like say I call a flood pattern, and I throw the ball. And like, so there's a streak with like Tyreek Hill. I got another receiver coming behind him, and then like a guy to suck down the flat on the hard flat or whatever it is. So you throw the ball to that corner route. The corner, whether it's Deion Sanders, which is most of what you see in weekend league, or Slay or Night Train Lane or whatever, they're able to break on the ball. They stop on a dime, break on the ball faster than a receiver can run. They go from stop speed other direction to accelerate the agility. I don't know how, but they almost warp and they move faster than the receiver can run forward and either swat or pick the ball off your corner route. It's disgusting. Or they'll stand flat footed on a streak route and you're like, this isn't how the NFL plays. So like even like concepts that beat these zones in real life, like in zone beaters and stuff like that, doesn't work in Madden. So good play design isn't rewarded. But bad decisions are rewarded oftentimes too. Of course, over the long term, bad decisions. If you're making a lot of bad decisions, you'll end up losing games. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that they isn't constantly punished is my issue. Like if I move my queen in chess somewhere and it gets taken, like bad decision punished. I love it. Now Madden's not chess Madden's not chess, and there's a little bit more randomness here. But like. It's terrible because I got Deion and he'll either make an amazing play on like a ball away from him. Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's like, I don't want my guys being superheroes. Like, I don't want the Flash out there. I want Deion Sanders, who's immortal, but he will make the play on the ball when it's there for him.
That's what needs to happen. Like, there's certain cards that just have to play above the competition. And so it's frustrating when I got so mad because, like, that's why I want to play head-to-head, but then I live vicariously through you, and I'm just like, this is how I react if I was streaming this. There's no other way to react. So this dude, like, last night, GoFox plays a game that he loses, and Deion swats the ball instead of picking it, and then the defender, or the offensive player ends up catching it for a touchdown.
Yeah, 4th and 19. That was awesome.
I was like, wait a minute. There's certain things that do happen like that in real life, but just like, no, it's just like, come on, man. Like, Madden. You made a good display in the game, decided to bail out your opponent, who doesn't have any tip drill on his player, and he catches the ball anyway.
I know. It's like, okay, that's one fluke. That's fine. If that happens once every few games, like, yeah. I see that happen in the NFL. That's fine. And then the very next drive, he throws a pass to Moss right at my safety. Moss gets the animation for that high point. Krause is sitting there sucking his dick, and then I click on and hit X to swat the ball to get an animation. Instead, the three guys near Krause, like, don't react. So Moss gets the pattern. Krause, like, I dive with him instead of getting an reaction because I'm hitting X. So he gets a user stumble recovery. The rest of my defense pauses and doesn't do anything. The three guys near him fall over, don't do anything. I don't know if I click, if I hit B a lot and I hit X. I don't know why. But they all hit the ground. The rest of my defense is standing around. Moss user stumble recovery is touchdown. That was the next drive. Then the drive after that, he throws a ball down the field right at my DB. I think it was Night Train Lane. And he makes a diving catch while being impacted and hangs on to it for a nice long touchdown. The very next fucking game. So I lost that game. And the very next game, the reason I rage quit my stream, I don't get an animation of my user on a corner route. Pissed off. The very next play, he throws a ball directly at my linebacker. His receiver literally like reaches around my linebacker and catches it. The ball went 6 inches away from my linebacker's shoulder and like right there and catches it. I'm like, all right, that's it. I turned off my Xbox. I turned off stream. I was done. It's so like these bad decisions are just thrown at you. They're just thrown at you constantly and they're rewarded. It's mind-numbing how they haven't punished players more for that kind of stuff in a competitive game. Like, I can see if there's like simulation and I have Megatron and you have like, I don't know, some shitty DBs that Megatron's spec catching over. Like, if it's based off like we're trying to simulate the NFL, but it's not. That's not how they code the game. If they go that way, all right. If they say, hey, our game is going to be more arcade style now, crazier things are going to happen, this is going to be NFL Street, we can play that game. That's not their messaging to us, though. Their messaging is, this is a competitive game now, so treat it like such. And I can't treat it like such with that kind of stuff happening.
Okay. All that's inexcusable. It's just, if a play's to be... If you have in good position and then your opponent does stuff like that, and then if you're in the same situation where you make the same type of throw, it just doesn't go that way. It's just like, either be consistent or...
Exactly. Cool. Like, you hit it.
Just be consistent. Like, the randomness is cool because it happens in real life. Like, how the Chiefs lost that game this past Monday, where they would have won if Scandrick caught that interception.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But he did it. And then all of a sudden, they get the touchdown the very next couple plays, which is like what happens to Matt all the time. If you don't totally. Catch a pick, your opponent's scoring a touchdown.
If I don't catch a pick, I'm breaking a television, which actually happened to me.
Yeah. So it's just like, it just need to be like, I hate when I, like, so it happened to me the other day. So I play in Draft Champions, so I wanted to play some head to head. My opponent threw two picks. Both should have been pick six. Camera fucked me over twice.
Jesus.
And then I get the ball back after he scores. He hit sticks me. I fumbled the ball. He picks it up in stride and goes.
God, like, damn it.
I'm just like, it would have been a 14-0 game. And he might have quit. But instead, it was a 14-0 game the other way because I ended up fumbling the ball and he returned it twice because the camera angle didn't fuck him. It fucked me on the intercept. My user fucked me over, but his did it.
I'm glad they changed that camera angle. I don't know if it's fixed yet, but man, was that fucking shit before this patch. Like, it seems like the camera angle's better, but yeah. I totally agree. That camera angle and that was so bad. But fumbles. I get it, fumbles happen in the real NFL. But like, how often do they happen to running backs? Once a season, twice a season, right? What was Adrian Peterson when he was during his prime? Haven't we had this discussion before? Adrian Peterson fumbles.
I think we probably have.
Like the most fumbles he had in the season was like...
Like 9 or 10? Like, he was fumbling a lot.
No, not even.
Was it less than that? I thought like his rookie season. That'd be like, it was high. Or
you're right. It was 9. You're right. Yeah. All right. 9 was his high. He had 9, 7, and then 1, 1, 4, 5, 0. Well, 0 was the year he was out. So he has had quite a few fumbles. So like once every... In the most fumble prone running back in the NFL, who also led the league in yards, he had 9 fumbles that season, so less than 1 a game, which is fumble prone. I will say that. In Madden, I guess I don't fumble once a game with my running back, do I? Now that I think about it, it is once every few games with the running back, and then like once every 2 games. Like, your quarterback's gonna fumble. You can't count quarterback fumbles in fumbles. Because that's just a game mechanic. Don't scramble your quarterback and take hits. Receivers fumble a lot more for me than running backs, now that I think about it. But
it's just once it happens, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah. Once a running back normally fumbles like once or twice a season, right?
Good ones do typically. Like Le'Veon's like one, maybe one a season. Gurley's, I don't even know if Gurley's fumbled all this season, but I think like one, maybe two a season.
Yeah. Let me look for other running backs. So like, obviously, I'm looking at the most fumble prone guy in recent memory. But they were even seeing this. He only fumbled once a season. So it's unfortunate fumbles because they could definitely change game. And like I had a game, was it Monday, where I fumbled three times in the game. I was like, oh fuck, how am I supposed to win a game giving up three possessions?
This ain't Monday, bro. The fact that they had Mahomes had five turnovers,
yeah,
and had 50 points still. That doesn't happen to Mad. You get five turnovers, bro. You might as well cut the game off. Come back tomorrow to play. Because you're not going to – if your opponent has five turnovers, and the game's close, he's not good.
I will say I picked my opponent off – well, I played a game last night. So did I play two games last night? Maybe I played – I don't remember. One of them, he was throwing streaks the entire game. Maybe I played two games last night. He threw streaks the entire game. Literally, I picked him off four times. I beat him on the last possession because all he did was spec catch me. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I tried calling cover four straight up verticals out of a bunch against cover four quarters is a one play touchdown. Learned that one the hard way. Like, I knew my setup, how to one play cover four quarters.
Yeah, the fake string wheel.
Yeah, either fake string wheel, that one works, or streak from the trips, out route, slant route, going from inside out. So. That's a one-play touchdown also. But I guess cover four palms covers that better. But cover four palms sucks against crosser, PA crosser. So you got to user it. Or verticals. You got to use a strong safety there. I don't know. As much, like, this is another negative. Cover four, do you guys know how many patch notes do they have on cover four and fixing it? It still doesn't have a trips or bunch check. It's just fucking stupid. Like, how do these people, how is this their jobs? They dedicate their life, their entire working career to making these coverages work, studying the NFL. Like, they're all talk about, oh, we have such passion for the game. How do you have a passion for the game, but it not translate to the field? Like, how do you not understand? Like, how can I break your game in 15 minutes? Like, do you not do this? Like, are you just do things half-assed? Like, what is your passion for the NFL if the NFL rules and the zone coverages and stuff break like this? It doesn't seem to be very much to me. Like, because how can you take pride in a product and you put this out there for the public to consume when it doesn't match up to what you see on the field? So
I don't why do you think in cover four that the outside cornerback has to guard the inside receiver in trips?
Like, so like in 2x2, you could switch off and stuff, right? Uh-huh. Do you remember that one play where Tyreek Hill made Sam Shields fall down on Monday?
Yeah.
That was a cover four. So they switched off the number two. I think it was the number two and three or number one and two. But they did like a streak and a post. Sam Shield was supposed to go with the streak, but he fell down because he didn't recognize it and just, you know, couldn't transition. Mm-hmm. So Tyreek went on a streak. So like in cover four, it's like a man match, like they say. So they trade off. In Madden, you trade off like it is. But like they just don't check trips and put in proper rules. I get it, it's complicated, but you were literally at the studio for over 2,000 hours a year. Put in that time to understand, like I could fix this. Like, you could look at these rules. How long do you think it would take to fix cover four? I bet you sit Zan down, you sit NYKia, you sit some of these people in the community that understand cover four. Bring them in. They could fix it a week of time. Pay them. They'll fix your cover four trips check, bunch check, your rule check. Like, it's not rocket science. We could talk about it. You're like, oh my God, this is a hard conversation. But the conversation lasts 2 hours. Right? To talk about all through cover four. And you have 1,000 times that many hours in a year to do it. And I don't know. It's just frustrating to see how poorly designed a lot of these zones are and concepts are. And then my last bad thing is linemen still don't block well on like runs and stuff and pass blocking still disengage. They said they patched disengage, so I still haven't fully tested it, but I know on the runs, Lyman is still missing blocks and whatnot. So I think we should move on from gameplay for now.
Okay, let's do that. I just really, you know, I guess I'm telling you, they just got to go back and start over, bro. That's all. Gameplay would be so much better if they just build a code back up instead of this legacy shit.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they said he fixed a lot of this stuff and then a lot of the old stuff actually comes back now, that I don't think face screen will is still as great, because I think you still got to like modify it, but the fact that face screen will is back. When it was gone, it should got resurrected, because these patches just reverse shit. This is why they gotta go the Fortnite way, just copy Fortnite's philosophy and just make your game like a beta, and then just keep it that way so you can just do free updates.
They're moving to the live service model in order to not have to do these patches, so that like they're doing it even better than a beta, so that way they can change it all server side, so that way they don't have to send out these patches, so they can just change it on their end. I believe. I think that's what they're doing. So they don't have to do the whole first party certification thing. All right. Move on. We talked about squad duos. Thanksgiving. All right, let's talk about this. Did you like the Thanksgiving promo? Rate it out of 10.
All right, so today, my day one.
All right, let's do it at the end. Let's get the rating after we talk through it. Go through your day one, day two, so on and so forth.
All right, so day one, I love the solos because it was like less solos for a really good reward. So that was dope for guys that wanted to grind. Wasn't a fan of the turkey backyard getting solos with dad versus whatever. I thought they were stupid. They're not worth the reward. You get a uniform, the 23 solos, and just for 11 flyer collectibles, which would have been basically, I guess if you knocked them out that day, they could have been good reward because I think a lot of the gold were 12K first day. So if you'd have knocked them out day one, you probably would have ended up with a decent amount, over 100K. So that was good value then.
Yeah.
Didn't like the fact that some of them were like, I think the last two were like 10 minutes and like 15 minute full game quarters. So stupid. But other than that, like, I guess value was there for what you could get by changing your flyers into players to sell. So I love that aspect. Then I started doing some math, and then I was like, oh, I hate these turkey trotters because none of these players are worth this price right now. You can do these souls, do the objectives, and you can get the prices down, but for the most part, you'd be spending between 500K and 800K, 700K, I should say, for a 90 overall that may or may not get boosted.
Yeah, what the fuck's the deal with that?
That one, I think.
How horseshit is your economist? Go on.
I think they planned on dropping the solo blitz, which is what we're doing right now, to alleviate some of those issues, but I don't think they thought that through. Because to get one token, it was two gold players. And if you were to do it day one, the gold players are 12K, 10K if you wanted to like sort down.
Yeah.
And obviously they're cheaper right now, but it'd been 20K for one token.
5K, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're doing it day one and not knowing they're going to drop a crazy amount of flyers for this upcoming weekend, you would have ended up spending way too many coins on a player that, even if he wore a hit as 93 overall, might not be a really good option to keep in selling for as much as it costs to do. And so that one was annoying, but then I absolutely love the fact that we got the 93 from the solos. On top of that can go into the set for the Walter Payton or the Lawrence Taylor. And yeah, and you got five players back, so you put four players into the set, any one you wanted, and choose the five you wanted. And a lot of them have power up, so they can help improve your team. So, I guess when it first came out, I would have gave it like a 7, just because I really liked a lot of the things they did. And then the packs, even though they weren't great,
the Harvest packs.
I like the Harvest packs just because, like, if you buy them with, because you can get like really good pulls out of them that make your coins back. Like the 88s are still going for like 90K. The price of these cards have not gone down. Like a lot of these, like you pull a 92, it's still like, or 91, it's like 300K. So just like you pull a really good item, you're gonna make your coins back. Whereas like, and they seem to be popping out of packs. Like this seemed like the first promo where, like, no matter what you pulled, you were gonna pull a really good player. Because like even out of the that $1.50 pack, like, you pull some good stuff popped out of that. I've seen a lot of guys pull 93s and 92s out of that. So some of the odds got boosted, and then the market's also just keeping things expensive somehow. It's kind of amazing.
It's the sets keeping things expensive, which we know. Yeah.
Well, I forgot that the people are still trying to do those sets, but the fact that a lot of these 93s are still like 380K, and it's Wednesday when we're recording this.
Yeah.
I expect this shit to go down like you know how last year they wrecked the market with making Barry Sanders from a million coins like 400K.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to happen with this. I thought we were going to see Walter Payton at like 500K.
Uh-huh.
Not the case. Everything is still being held up right now.
I mean, I think it's just because how dominant LT is, right? And I mean, Walter Payton's good. I mean, obviously, Ricky Williams, everybody has him maxed out, or they should. But a lot of people have him maxed out, so Walter Payton's not as impressive as he should be. But he's still Walter Payton, and Lawrence Taylor is... Dude, Lawrence Taylor is the best player in defense. Like, it's not even close. 90 speed... It's, yeah, let's not get into that. So, I get you. Harvest packs you liked. I didn't pull that well out of harvest packs, but I get you're able to, like, with your 88s kind of break even because the gold is still 5K. The packs are, what, 18K, right, to do with coins?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, I get
you're... Then if you pull an 86, it's 30-plus K, then obviously the other elites are, like, 12.
Yeah, so the other elites are bad, but... I looked at the percentages, and percentage-wise, it didn't add up. But if you're pulling hot, if you're pulling nice, congrats. But I didn't pull very well out of harvest packs. But that's my luck. I always pulled almost the worst thing you can. Like out of that guaranteed topper of Goff and Mahomes, I still got Mahomes base elite. I'm just kidding. But so the solos, I did the solos. They were solid. I don't know if I regret doing the solos. I probably should have just done the set early, because doing the set for LT early, selling him, would have done a lot better for the coins, at least. But I wouldn't have sold LT, so I guess it's kind of a wash in the end. I think you're right on day one prices for golds. What's really nice about that is the sniping opportunities on day one. I always tell people, if you're going to make coins, always, if you want to maximize your time in Mutt, day one of a promo, always do your sniping. Day two, three, do solos and, like, you know, snipe between solos very briefly and resell. But, like, so, like, wait on the solos, but I guess you're right with the solos being giving you turkey trotters that you could just convert to gold right away. Also was profitable. So that was nice. But, yeah, overall, I think, like, besides for, like, it seems like they got the solos down. The packs are okay. But the economics, still a little off. Still a little too expensive. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Turkey trotters too expensive. Potluck was too expensive. And the changes to the potluck.
No, I didn't even read the potluck pack. That's how bad it was. I legit forgot it existed. I was like, my brain just scrubbed. I'm like, what was bad about this promo? What am I missing right now? Because it's better now. Oh, yeah, the potluck pack was what really... You know what? I'm taking from a 7 to a 5. That potluck pack was... It takes 2 points off the promo.
Yeah. Like, because everybody's cornucopia pack memories. It feels like we all bitched about it last year. We bitched about it this year, but we just kind of like gave up. Like, yeah. EA's not listening to us. So, with the potluck pack and the changes to it, like, you pulled it, and then now you're forced to pull another one because you asked for 1,000 likes. So, are you regretting your decision to ask for 1,000 likes to pull a potluck pack?
Not really, because the solo battle blitzes, I think, legit saved this promo, because until these things came out, it was still a little bit too expensive to do the turkey trotter sets, which is what this promo is really about. Because you really cannot convert your collectibles into players unless you're going to sell them. Because doing the exchange sets are stupid. Like, this might be the first promo where these exchange sets are just like EA just trolling us.
That's a good point.
Like, have you? Like, I don't know if people have been looking at these things, but like, you got to collect 270. Like, I think it's 276s for 177. Yep. 277s, 178. Like, what is 278 for 179? What is that? What is this? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And so, like, unless you wanted to, I guess, get value out of your turkey flyer collectibles, you had three things you could do. You can exchange them for the potluck pack, which I would recommend you do. You can exchange them for players guaranteed. You can go gold, or if you want to risk it all, you can collect 26 of these bad boys.
Don't do that.
Okay, don't do that at all. Or you can do the turkey trotters, which is what I think these things were created for, just so you can go ahead and invest in players from your favorite teams, for theme teams especially. Go ahead and get players like Vondre Campbell, Mark Ingram, to hopefully hit a certain goal in game and get an upgrade. But they didn't. They were way too expensive to get.
Turkey trotters should be 40, shouldn't they?
They should be not more expensive than a cornucopia pack.
No.
Or a potluck pack, no.
They should be the lowest. Yeah. They should be the lowest.
Yeah, because think about this: if you're a Lions fan, the cost to get Lions receiver, yeah. Especially if he hits his goal, is gonna be.
If he hits the goal, I could see him going for 400K plus. If he doesn't and he stays at 90, the cost to complete that set at 5K of gold right now. I know you get a lot of turkey trotters, but like,
well, it's not 5K of gold. Well, it's 5K gold. I'm sorry, it's five. Well, it's 10K for one turkey trotter.
Yeah, no. So all right. Yeah. So here's the thing. If you get your turkey, your harvest collectibles, what are those called? Not turkey trotters. They're
The turkey flyer collectibles.
The flyer. There it is. Yeah. If you get the flyers for free, let's just say you were gifted 60 flyers. Now, to turn those, you could turn those into gold at 5K a piece and sell them, right? That's mm-hmm. the current set. So it's one flyer for one gold, but if you have gold, you got to convert 2 to 1. So it's kind of a weird, I don't know why they did that, but so the replacement, the absolute minimum value, those things are, it's 300K. 5 times 60, 300K. So your 90 overall will be a 300K 90 overall. What will he sell for? What are 90 overall selling for right now with training?
100K. Basically.
100K. So your 90 overall will be 100K. Your 93 will be, what do you think a 93 6'4" wide receiver is going to go for? 400, 450-ish? So your potential profit is 100 to 150. If he hits his 100 receiving yards, your potential loss is 200K. So the clear route to go for economic sense would be the sell just for gold. That's not exciting, right? Selling for market value, not exciting at all. So turkey trotters, I think should have been cheaper to make. If you can bring that down to 40, then it costs you at this moment 200k. If you're just like replace opportunity cost 200k, then you have about like a 100k loss or a potential, what is that, 250k gain, which I think is fun. Maybe it doesn't make economic sense to EA, but in my opinion, that's fun. Now that's if you're giving it free, right? So you got to also take into account the fact that you're not getting it for free. So that potential 250k bonus is in Magic free world versus the opportunity cost. You got to convert two golds to one. So we're not. Are we giving enough turkey trotters or flyers to get a turkey trotter? I think I saw math that said even with solo blitzes, by getting ultimate, you only get 53 of them. Is that right?
So if you get the 20, you get 20. The solos plus the objective, I believe, got you 26.
So you get 26. Okay.
If you do solo battles for the past 2 days and you placed top 20.
No, don't do that. There's only 20 people. Just do ultimate. What's ultimate?
Okay, no, top 100 gets you 20, though. So top 100, there's only 100 people, though. Ultimate, 7.
7. So you get 26, 33, 40. You'd have 40 if you got ultimate the last 2 days.
You'd be enough for a fucking cornucopia. You know, if I look back. If I do a potluck back, I need y'all to do one for me.
Yeah.
Gut Fox, you need to do one. You know what, Gut Fox? I'm going to do one, and I want you to pull it for me.
Yeah, while I watch. I have the worst luck. I've actually had decent luck on other people's accounts. And I pulled somebody's. All right. What did I pull? I pulled somebody's like number one weekend league rewards, or someone's number one rewards for something a while back. Okay. And I pulled fucking fire. Maybe it was solo battles or something.
So what we'll do is because, like, so I'm going to place top 100 in this week's solo battles as well. But the thing about it is they remove the set tomorrow before you get your sold out rewards for the turkey trotters, so I won't be able to do any of those sets. And so I'll have 67 tokens. Right. And so what we'll do is I need you to hop on my account and I'll turn my face cam on and you turn your face cam on and we'll do you pull my cornucopia.
Do you just want to see like our sad faces like to be are seeing two sad faces better than one? Why don't you just replace me with the emoji of sadness?
I couldn't. I just want you. I want you to. It's Thanksgiving, bro. We gotta be together. Be thankful for one another.
It's true. I am very thankful for you. Maybe we'll talk at the end what we're thankful for this year, Texas. That's a good idea. I'll put that at the end of the podcast.
All right.
What are we thankful for this year? All right. So potluck pack next year. I hope they do something similar to 15, where they give us like four legends that we could potentially pull out of that potluck pack, because that would totally be worth it for 40.
The thing is, though, like, it would have been worth it if it was everything else they had. It took out 7 items, which we didn't really discuss. The potluck pack, reason why it was bad, was because they took out the elite guaranteed, I believe. It was a lot of guaranteed stuff, like flashback, veteran, football outsiders, elite. Like, it's going to be a bunch of good stuff. And they're like, nah, I'm not doing that. So how was it the wrong graphic? Was the economist just not working that day and just saw the stream on Twitch and was like, no, we're not doing that? Like, how do you put 20 things on and then take 7 off? And then on top of that, you didn't even like be like, it's either or. I'd have been cool if it was like 13 random programs, but there's certain guarantees you got in it. So like, you got
13 of the 20? Diamond.
Yeah, if it's 13 out of the 20 programs, but you got like 6 of them are guaranteed and everything else is out of kind of random. Because I don't want a can't player. If it was a flashback and all the other stuff that you could pull, cool. But the fact that they kind of made it worse, and then on top of that, like, they didn't really. There's a lot of the cards that you need to pull, like the Gatorade golds don't have any value, because, like, unless. I mean, maybe you can probably do some of the sets now, because a lot of the cards, they go down in price, because a lot of people actually did those sets. I don't even know why. Like, a lot of people. Like, it didn't make any sense. It's just, like, the fact they took 7 things out of it and then put, and then did, but it didn't kept the bad things in there. Like, they could have removed, like I said, those lesser cards, remove the Riley Star and give us a, instead of that, a Football Outsiders Elite, remove the, I think it might be, what is in that pack? I don't even remember. Remove the Canton Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And just put a veteran player instead. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. If it was all 20, I mean, that potluck pack would have been fucking bonkers. Let's not get it twisted.
That's why people were excited about this promo.
Yeah, we were really excited about that. Players. Yeah. But then they changed it a few hours later, and everybody's like, oh, yeah. Well, I think I, I think I got the top. I was very proud of my comment referencing Firefly. I got the top comment on Reddit for curse you for your sudden but inevitable betrayal, EA, something like that. And I see we got some sophisticated Firefly fans out there. I'm very proud of everybody for watching that absolutely amazing show. Regardless, yeah, that's the thing. Like the Pollock pack of the 20. Absolutely bonkers, but you're right. Here's the thing with the graphics: not a lot of people. This is kind of like under. Not a lot of people say this. They screw up the graphics a lot. They also screwed up the LT and the fuck graphic was that LT and Walter Payton graphic, where they said add any four of those 93s to get this card, and then in the game and even in the stream they said it was five. So like their graphics have screwed up a lot. I'm guessing they make it because working in bureaucracy. As I have in the past, you need to go through a lot of approvals, especially for like the thing is like we see this as a game, but like the upper levels of management of EA see this as their bonus, so they take it seriously, and they need to look at everything. Like right, they don't just like let the guys that make the game make the game. It's kind of like in the NFL or Major League franchises when your ownership meddles in the front office and they start making decisions, you have a really poor franchise. You want to know why the Steelers, the Packers, the New England Patriots, outside of quarterbacks, have been good for so long? Because their ownership doesn't meddle. Like, the Packers don't have ownership. Rooney leaves that shit to the front office and the people that know stuff. And then, like, I think Kraft trusts Belichick by now. I know Kraft talks a little bit, he does a little bit of decisions, but I think the best ownership, the best top management delegates and lets the guys that make the game, that know the game on a day-to-day basis, make the decisions. That's not how EA runs. So EA runs through a lot of approvals, both through their own internal chains and through the NFL, about a lot of things. So they need to make separate graphics to see, okay, that's enough. Whatever, like, so I can see why the wrong graphic would go up if there's miscommunication, because it doesn't feel like, as bad as EA communicates with us outside of, like, say, a couple of their guys, as bad as EA communicates with us, I'm sure the communication internally is just as poor.
It probably is. I just feel like they're kind of, maybe, cliques and stuff, they don't talk to everybody like they probably should, like they need to.
Yeah. They don't do enough reply all. As much as people hate reply alls, I've found a business. Like, I hate reply alls. I hate doing them. They are really, really helpful. Like, it's just like, oh god, I got another 100 emails today, and they're like 60% of them are reply alls, just information. Like, it's still a good idea. Like, so I don't know. That's just off topic about mud. But anyways, I could see why they just have poor communication, and that's why the wrong graphic went up, because they're like, okay, this is it is, but we got mixed up, but it's actually supposed to be this because this guy didn't like that. And as we make group decisions, and groupthink is what it is. Everybody's got their own opinion, and not necessarily like when you half-ass everything, it's not as good. So regardless, that's enough about bureaucracy and the potluck pack. Mm-hmm. But mistakes happen. But,
yeah. So if I had to rank the promo now, since they decided to actually give people a chance to get them trotters, if you had a bunch of collectibles already saved up, if you're really good at playing solo battles, I go back up to like a 7. It sucks that like you only had you had to have some collectibles already saved up or go spend coins to even come close to getting one done if you already spent some. But at least they made it a little bit more affordable. Yeah. Now, instead of spending 600,000 coins, you only have to spend 200,000 coins if you can place high in solo battles or just place top 100. So
yeah,
that's a positive, which I'm happy for, because more people are doing those sets. That's going to be good for theme teams, because I'm going to be really mad in December. Or no, not like December. Like in March, when I'm trying to do a theme team and there's no Mark Ingers on the market because nobody could have done this set or wanted to do this set.
Yeah. Here in the – all right, here I'll get my rating. You're going to be very surprised. I think this promo was an 8.8. I think, one thing we didn't mention, there were plenty of very usable players, and if a couple guys get upgraded to 93, even more usable players. That Galladay goes to 93, he's a top few wide receiver in the game. Was it Jackson? He gets upgraded, very usable, on top end teams. So I think we complain a lot But the things we complain about, like, Mutt is currently holding this goddamn game together. Like, it is, I want to say it's like Thor forging a new hammer. He is holding the forge together, getting blasted by a star. Like, Mutt is currently Thor holding the gameplay and holding us to keep playing the game and keep grinding it. Because it is, I think Mutt's great. I think the Thanksgiving, I knocked off a lot of points for that potluck pack being terrible. But, and the turkey charters being slightly overpriced. But other than that, the artwork, the solos, I think I like them. I mean, the solos had, I like that they had themes. They're doing the best they can to really tell a story. The players were very usable. The LT was recycled, which knocks a couple points off. But Walter was new from 15. It was the last time I think he was in. Oh, no, he was in 16. So it's been a few years since we had Walter. Nice running back, even though Ricky kind of overshadows him still. He's like the big, tall statue that's providing shadow or shade for everybody. So I think Thanksgiving, one of the best promos we've seen in years. And I think Mutt doing a good job, even though we complain about some of this shit. So moving on. Does anybody actually like solo blitzes or solo battles, Texas?
No, nobody likes these modes. It's just really, it's just a good way to earn coins and this week earn tokens. People are more mad this week because you can't earn actual collectibles for the Series 3 trophies.
Oh, yeah.
But people rather have those than actual these other items because those are better in the long run. But nobody likes these things. Like, the fact you got to do a lot of this stuff and compete against people who are just as scumbaggy as you is annoying.
Okay. Here's all right. So I think I'm gonna retract a retractment. So wow. Before the year, when we found out about solo battles, I said on this podcast, I don't think people are gonna like solo battles. I think people are gonna be bored of it by November, December-ish. I said that. In September, I took it back because I'm like, I forgot how much people like enjoyed grind just for rewards and people were fine with that. But I think it's starting to wear on people. I think August Gut Fox had better foresight than September when I was in the heat of the moment when everybody was all about solo battles. I think more people play solo battles than head to head than a lot of that stuff. So I think a lot of people are playing. A lot of people are okay with solo battles for the rewards. But, like, that's like anything. Like, if you reward anybody enough, they'll do anything. Like, that's those famous questions, like, would you suck a dick for $1 million? Like, people, like, have to think about that. Like, if you reward something enough, people will do some pretty disgusting things, Dex.
Yeah, easily. I don't think you're wrong, but I don't think you're right either. I think people are bored with solo battles because EA keeps putting the same teams in here.
See, that's the issue. Like, you'd rather, it's like the
team. It's just because, like, I don't want to keep playing the same sad ass team over. I mean, nobody cares really at the same time. But when I'm going against Sports Gamer Online 40 times, and like, yo, why is he always a featured pony?
SGO.
Why is
he all,
like, what is, like, y'all can't, y'all that lazy? Y'all can't pull from new pool of players? Like, what's going on right now? So I think it's that and the fact that people just don't like doing the same thing. So they're probably getting bored of that. But the coins you can make if you can just place, it's still a crazy amount for what results to a little amount of work. And I think it takes about 13 hours to do my method on the solo battle.
That is not a low amount of work. 13 hours is like a part-time job.
Listen, Journey took 11 and it was worse rewards.
True.
So, like, if you want to compare to what EA believes is value, this is more value because you can do 13 hours and get, like, 550K, which may not be worth it, or you can play Journey and get less than that for 11 hours, and you'll lose your mind with the Journey because they're terrible. Like, so.
Yeah. I feel like 13 hours a week for solos.
I don't even know if it's 13 hours. It's 45 minutes. It's 45 minutes of solo. So what does that equal out to?
Dude, pick up a part-time job at a bar working 13 hours a week.
Better to go ahead and pick up a job and then just buy coins. What is 45 times 13?
45 times 13, 450, yeah. 90, 130. So like 585?
So how much 580? Time is that?
Wait, what? How much time is
what? How much time is that? 40. What? So it takes. There's 13 solos. It takes about 45 minutes to do everything. I think 13 hours is overstating.
Okay.
It's 45 minutes of solo.
Oh, so just under 10 hours.
Okay, so that's not bad. That's better than that's decent rewards, and you get good coins that you kill and improve your team. And so I don't think people are bored. I think people love these things more than head to heads. But it might make the switch though. But it's just EA keeps throwing rewards and head to heads. There's not been no Mutt champions blitz. Tell you that.
Ain't that the truth?
Why has not been no Mutt Champions Blitz? That'd be dope. Play fucking, like, what, five games?
We'll see if they do something this weekend for that. I get what you're saying. During the week, yeah. A Blitz. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Mutt Champions Blitz, where Monday through Monday, you got to play five games, and Tuesday, you got to play, like, five games, and then just, like, whoever wins those five games through the schedule, whatever, just top 100.
That ain't too, like, point differential?
Yeah, just go by, well, you can go by point differential, you can go by strength of schedule.
Yeah, strength of schedule would be better, yeah, actually.
It'd right. Be just kind of fun just to see a lot of this, what's going on. I just want to see more stuff for the people who are playing head-to-head, because people with Mutt Champions get good rewards, obviously, but Solo Battle Blitz is an opportunity for guys that are good at one thing to excel. Right, so I've seen a lot of guys that are like placing top, like they're placing high. They just get a bunch of passing touchdowns, getting like top 100 because I can do this. I suck at running the ball, but I can throw the ball down the field. So I'm gonna go ahead and get myself a decent amount of coins this week. So
can somebody text me a question? Can somebody suck at running the ball?
It's all about
is that possible?
I mean, online, no, but when your team's playing 40% less worse than they typically do,
isn't it just run inside zone? Isn't it still inside zone work there?
No, it doesn't.
What's that?
It doesn't work in solo battles. The only thing that works in solo battles when the ball consistently is just Wildcat.
Yeah, Wildcat was the next point. So Wildcat still works, but inside zone doesn't.
No, inside zone is weird because like it depends on how your blocking is, but sometimes your left guard will just not block anybody, or sometimes your right tackle or left tackle will block anybody, and sometimes you go to second level, but your receivers don't block anybody.
Depends on the inside zone, too. That single, you like the A slot, right? Or Trips.
No, not Trips. Trips is annoying. Solid. I hate that. Yeah. I played a guy doing it against me online. And I was like, why? Like, why are you only running this? And so the only way to stop it consistently is put out my way on Telvin Smith, move him back and blitz him, and he just throws the receiver to the ground. But he still may not make the tackle because he's stuck in animation. Like, what do I do now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the biggest issue out my way and, like, wham, too. Like, you get that sweet animation, and then all of a sudden you're just, like, you're finishing it up in that last, like, quarter of a second. The running back just runs right past you, and you can't do anything with Telvin. So it still relies on a user. So that is an issue. I definitely feel that. So Blitz promo, what do you expect, dude?
Okay, so Blitz promo, I really want this to be very similar to last year's. And that's just because of it was a money spender promo, and the money spenders got good value. Nitrane Lane did cost $200, but you also got a bunch of other players instead of Nitrane. As well, including like, you got
the keys,
and Aaron Donald, and all the other stuff. So I felt like you got good value last year, and then I kind of want it like that. I just want basically you to be able to spend money and turn that money into coins immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So either Madden last year or Madden 17. Those are two best Blitz promos I think we have had. Was Madden 17 the Tyron Smith?
Yep, 17 was Tyron.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Just something where you can just go ahead and exchange something for straight cash. And but I don't know what, I guess for the master, I don't even know what like would be, because Dick Lane's already in the game, so I don't know what other.
If they recycle Dick Lane again, I'll be kind of salty because I have him on main squad and we just got a limited. He's already over a million. If they recycle a limited legend, fuck him.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they need to do that at all. But like last year we had Aaron Donald, that's also like worth it for the most part. You already got Aaron Donald and we already got Khalil Mack, so like JJ Watt maybe.
Yeah,
like,
he's already gonna get kickoff this time? Master. Yeah.
Who are we gonna get this time that's gonna be like super worth it? So I guess we'll see how they do. Hopefully it starts Thursday or Friday morning at midnight.
Because I do not want to make it
Friday morning. It'd be weird if Black Friday. It's just like, oh, we'll do a Black Friday morning.
Yeah.
like wait, what? Okay, EA, I'm being lazy this year.
It'll probably be like, obviously Friday morning makes the most sense. Last year they did, was it 8 p.m. Eastern is when they started it on Thursday on Thanksgiving. Thing is, Guru said there'll be a slightly special stream Friday morning, I think, on the Mutt daily drops stream. So I almost think it might be Friday because I don't know. Do you think they're gonna? You think they'll do Thursday night again?
They kind of.
I wish they'd tell us.
I mean, they probably will announce it because they said. Cause, I mean, the solo battle blitzes change on Thursday.
Oh, what do they change to?
I probably gonna be Blitz tickets. My guess will be. Let me see. I'm pretty sure things change this Thursday. Pretty sure I saw a post on Twitter about that.
Yeah, if you can find that, that'd be great. Cause like, I need to know when I want to stream. Like, if I got to stream Thursday night, I'll stream Thursday night. Let's get this Blitz Diddy going. Otherwise, if it's Friday morning, I'll stream Friday morning. I just wish like they would, like, this is one of those things, like, one of those events that, one of my favorite times of the year, this and the NFL draft, because it actually feels like an event's going on, cause, like, constantly updating it. And so, like, just letting us know when it's live, when we can do things. Like, last year, was it at midnight or something, where, like, they put out the special packs? I think it was midnight. And they were out there, they were, like, 1,000 packs, and they were, like, gone in, like, 5 minutes. I was able to get, like, I think 4 of them, and they were really cool packs. So, yeah, I just wish they'd tell us when it's going live so we can understand that.
I would like that as well, but they probably don't want out. It's just, they like keeping things on the rack. I don't want to, like, poop on this current promo. They want to, like, have you go through everything instead of wait for the new one.
True. Did
you see? Know we all know what's coming.
Yeah. Did you find out what the change is?
I have not. I don't know who tweeted it out. Like, I see these things on Twitter. I don't favorite anything. I just remember seeing that they said, all right, right here it says, okay, I found it. Limited time blitz events are now on. Special rewards. Play the event to earn more harvest flyers and more rewards. Change on 11/22.
So that's Thursday.
Huh. Yeah.
I'll try and get this up tonight so that way people can speculate on it with us. So rewards change 11/22. Does that mean the rewards that you'll be getting on the 23rd change? Like, does that make sense? Like, the rewards you go for on the 22nd you're going to get on the 23rd.
Yes, so the rewards you get, so Total Battle Blitz today, you get the flyer. Tomorrow you get 20 more flyers. And then whatever happens tomorrow, after tomorrow is going to change, we'll get those rewards on Friday.
That's all right.
So it's going to be something with Blitz. It has to be something with Blitz.
Oh, yeah, totally. Huh. So they'll basically tell us probably tomorrow in the stream, or Thursday in the stream.
Hoping that's the case.
Yeah. All right.
Or we'll just find out in the morning we log on, and it says Blitz tokens or something like that.
Do you think the Masters is going to be 96 overall, or are they going to stick with another 95?
I think we probably won't see 96s until Christmas.
I would say that's accurate.
And we have enough players that we probably don't need a 96 right now, because then if it's like, let's say it's a recycled legend we already have, that's going to be a power-up, so it'll be a 97, which would be 99. Yeah, I think 95 makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Damn. Unless it's Night Train Lane and there's no power-up.
Well, yeah, you're right. If we do Night Train Lane again, then they can do 96 all they want. Which is, what, a 2-overall increase?
God, fucking hate that. That would be so terrible.
You can rock both of them, bro. Oh, no, say Madden 16.
Yeah, it ain't Madden's old where you can get four guys in your D-line, your Za'Darius Smith's, and Madden 25 where it was nothing but golden ticket Donald Penn, right?
Basic. Bro, I remember Donald Penn at tight end and left tackle and backup tight end. Bro, you just ran. Oh, my. Click would ruin that game. Jesus, man. Just cheesing with Donald Penn.
Yeah, with the QB rap and stuff. All right, so Blitz promo. Yeah, I'm hoping it rhymes to last year's promo, because I thought last year's promo was nice with all the tickets and the unlock. So, like, then you got the Night Train Lane keys. So you got, like, it's kind of like a twofer value almost. And then I think a lot of it, again, so much of this promo, it's hard to say because the economics are, you know, it's so fragile, right? The economics, like, it could turn the promo into something great, or it could turn the promo into something ugly with, like, Mean Joe Green costing 2 million coins to do for a long time, and then he sells for, like, 1 million, or, like, they stay too expensive, or if everything. Is there such thing as too cheap? Like, is too cheap also an issue, because then that card's going to be in everyone's team for the next 5 months?
I don't even know if too cheap it can be an issue or not, because just because the card is, like nat or cheap enough, I don't think it's going to be an issue, because...
What if EA gave us a 97 overall quarterback that cost 300,000 coins? Would that be too cheap? And then,
well, we...
Yeah. People would have that quarterback on their team till March.
Well, we have one right now. We have a 95 overall right now for free. For 50K, basically.
Wait, what? Who are you talking about?
Mahomes.
Oh, if you do all the solos and stuff? Yeah, Mahomes.
You do the solos.
But the thing is with Mahomes is that, like, Mahomes is balanced against the other quarterbacks.
Yeah, he looks very similar to a lot of, except for Vic, because Vic's just broken. But yeah, Mahomes looks like Carson Wentz, but you can easily, like, you can get Mahomes up to a 94.
But I'm talking like an unbalanced.
So you want like unbalanced, you want like a, so, well,
like a free Mike Vic. Right, say too. Blitz Masters Mike Vic. And it's okay. 97 overall, and he costs 300,000 coins to do. Would that be wrong? Is that too cheap?
I don't know, because, like, I'm looking at what this game is this year. We basically have a free Vic if you're level 60. Is that an issue?
With the power-up pass?
Yeah. The 92
no, overall pick or so? No, no. One, because you can power up pass a lot of cards. There's a lot of options there.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see a Vic on everybody's team because they could use that power up pass for something else that they want to try somebody else. It's like, just oh, and Vic's not unbalanced. Vic's better than the other quarterbacks, but I don't think he's like head and shoulders above them.
Well, not anymore, but at the time he was unbalanced.
Yeah, okay, you're right. At the time. But he was also, like, he was expensive as hell. And nobody had the 91 power up when he came out.
Nobody had 91 power up. Plus, he also, the training was, like, an expensive event. So his 89 still wasn't in a, it was a good option to have, but it wasn't, like, something that you
weren't going
to be able to get for really, for a while after that. So I guess if we did get a 97 overall Vic, it would be annoying. But that's what we have spies for. And you can just spy, come out here and nickel, since nickel pass rush is really good, and just spy that 95 speed cornerback you got.
True. Good point. Yeah. You make a valid point. Well, go on. You go.
I was going to say, like, only cards are overpowered and annoying to go against when there's no counter to them. So when Vic, like I said, when Vic first came out, the only counter to Vic was you just got to tackle him behind the line of scrimmage. That's the only counter to him. Because if you got fast line of scrimmage, you weren't going to catch him.
Blitz him heavy. Hopefully throw something wild.
Because you weren't going to be able to. You couldn't catch him after that. Because I think the fastest card in the game was that Shazier.
Yeah. I'm really
kind of offense.
I'm really annoyed that contain blitzes no work. I'm trying to think of how I would contain a Vic that fast now. And I'm really pissed off, actually. Besides, like,
you can't,
I mean, because he can outrun spies. Though.
Yeah, if he can't be contained.
It's, god dang. Yeah, I mean, obviously I could get, Daryl Green could be the counter to him. But he can outrun, like, Page, 82 speed defensive tackle, fast tackle. The only one he would have trouble outrunning is LT. And do you want LT in a spy? Is that a good use of LT? No.
No, LT, none of those cards. Like, that's a waste, really. Like, you only put him in a spy if you know that he's going to scramble.
Yeah.
Then that's actually a good use. But if he's going to sit there and just make that your best pass rusher not even do anything, that's a good part on him, because now he has time in the pocket.
Yeah, it's... God damn, I hate that. I hate that nerf to contain blitzes. Because, like, even I'm thinking, like, 3-4 crossfire would relied on contains to keep him from rushing outside the pocket. Because if you didn't have a contain on that right side, they'd just roll out right. And they'd fuck you at. They'd fuck you. So, man. Looks like I send a blitz and have a spy, but, like, spies... I guess J.J. Watt at a spy, since he's tall, can cover a little bit of the middle, but then he's going to get outrun by Vic.
Yeah. Only guy you can do would be just Clowney. It'd be the only guy that can, like Diamond Clowney, and just hope that they have... Is he, you know, maybe Shaq Griffin?
Yeah,
he's a little cheap little spy out there, just so you can just have a guy that can just be 89 speed coming off that that spot, and he plays outside linebacker, I believe, so you can put him at left end and just put him at a you can't summon a D tackle, but you can just have him as like a backup left end for that spy.
And keep
Lawrence Taylor out there. True. Who is just the most? I don't know why they keep dropping right ends in Madden. Like they're right ends and left ends, nothing like Lawrence Taylor. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, like. Obviously, for 3-4 defenses, you'd want him. And they can play defensive tackle for you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Lawrence Taylor is, best player in defense, no doubt about it. And like, he can be usered amazingly. He can rush the passer amazingly, stop the run amazingly. I guess coverage, he's only okay. But here's the thing. I've seen the legend Lawrence Taylor bait the fuck out of me. So I ran level sales one play, and the user went and covered, I think, or maybe it was like hard flat, so the user covered my tight end. Lawrence Taylor in the other middle linebacker spot, this is like 3-5 odd, I think. So he baited one crosser. He covered that, went back to the second one, and then like, oh no, it wasn't level sail. It was a post pattern. I had a post pattern go behind him, and he picked it off 12 yards behind him. I was like, you fucking CPU son of a bitch. So he baited two routes and picked off my post route 12 yards behind him. Man, was I salty at that. So LT, also amazing in coverage. Anyways, so for the Blitz promo, let's hope it's amazing, right? Let's just pray. I got nothing else on that.
I'm just hoping that we get some really good players.
Are you buying bundles for it?
It depends what the bundles are. We'll see what value is. We'll see. I never make that commitment because EA, we all know EA's track record, one good promo, one bad promo. So Thanksgiving was good.
Yep.
And so if we want Christmas to be good, this Blitz has to be bad.
Oh shit! This is Akron. Whoa! Can't Blitz be good and then like the Hall of Fame upgrades in a week be terrible or like motivators be underwhelming?
When have you had two back-to-back good promos though?
Would you say Ultimate Kickoff was good or bad?
This is
It's been a while.
Ultimate Kickoff was like right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And that followed up with Muddy Heroes.
Yeah.
I would say it's average. It's better than it's not terrible because the solos were good and then the rewards were good for like what you got back and then you obviously get a 92s. But I didn't like the whole collecting 490s for 192.
Yeah,
that didn't seem like a huge enough upgrade to me. And you got four of them back, obviously. But I guess you know it was better. I was better than average. If I had to rate it out of a number of 1 to 10, I give that a 6.5 to 7. So
yeah, I'd say it was.
I would say it's good.
The cards are just okay. Yeah, that JJ Watt set though, like it's weird that we haven't seen something like that since, right? Where you get the JJ Watt and you exchange it for all of his power ups.
Well, that was Gatorade.
Oh, that's right. That's Gatorade, not Ultimate Kickoff.
Yeah. That one, I think EA realized because we were scumbags. I'm telling you, they don't think we're smart, bro. They don't think we're smart. They didn't think we were going to somehow find a way to use our Nat Tyron Matthew and our Nat Clowney and our Nat JJ Watt to get a free Team Diamond. I don't think they knew we were going to. I'm telling you, bro.
That's just a good set. That's hard to foresee, right? For EA's sake. Like, that was a good find.
Is it? Just to be like, so they get the Nat one back?
Yeah.
I mean, they could have made it non-collectible. They could have just made it only power-upable, but they
didn't. Don't give them that idea, Tex.
I'm not getting that. They don't listen to this podcast.
You'd be surprised.
If they did, they wouldn't come on here because we say some mean things. Well, I say some mean things. I call them lazy all the time.
Yeah, I said their excuses no longer work at me early in the podcast. So. All right. So I think we just want to do a brief topic. You brought up sets, and you asked me before the podcast, are there any sets this year are any good? And we were thinking about it, like, not really. Flashback was good for a while. You said series trophies. Talk about why Madden 13 sets were like, and also Mutt Heroes sets were solid too. That downgradable player set was good for a while. I think I talked about Mark Monday this past week. It's no longer working as well for me, but it's so they've had a few sets, and this recent promo had no downgrade set, no really set that you can make coins off of either by gambling on packs or watch it all. Overall, the house wins on sets and you'll lose coins. Mm-hmm. Why has that changed since Mutt 13? And what could they do?
All right, so back in Mutt 13, a lot of the sets that we ended up doing kind of dictated what cards to go for in the market, and that was just good for pulling packs. So back then, you pull, I forgot the name, but I think we just call them gold packs. They had a bunch of golds that you could pull out of those packs, and depending on what set was in the game at that time, they brought value to those certain golds. So one of the examples I talked about before on the pre-show with Fox was one of these promos, like the day before it went live, Drew Brees jumped up from like 10,000 coins, which was like his average price, to like 150K. And that's because the next day they dropped like some Campus Hero set or like some set that requires you to collect this Drew Brees. It might have been a Pro Bowl set, actually. It was like something crazy that requires you to collect this guy to get like Pro Bowl cards back. It was a pretty dope set to keep the value of a lot of these cards up. Whereas this year in Madden, we don't really get sets that increase the value of old cards. The only thing that increases value of old cards are power-ups.
Yep.
This year. And when it comes to sets, we'll get sets for new cards, but like my big thing with Madden was keep the cards I got in my binder from like a couple months ago valuable like ever so often. So like just drop some sets where I can collect these golds and get better value. Whereas this year, the only thing you can do is collect them golds for collectibles or token. Quick sell for training.
Yeah.
You have two options, whereas before you had an option to sell for a lot of coins because there was something people wanted to collect that gold card for. And Madden 13 had a bunch of collections like that. They're called collections back then. A bunch of collections where you can collect these golds and these silvers and rookie cards that ended up going up in price on the auction block for good rewards. And it kind of sucks that this year, you only really good set that you should be doing consistently is like the series token sets. And that's just because there's no value to anything else unless you get a really glitchy pool. And depending on how much coins it took to get that, it may not even be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. Like, you can't base these sets on luck. I mean, that's just, you got to base it on like factoring no luck in, like what's the average pull versus the rate of return. So with these sets, why don't they give value? I don't know why they ruined it. I think I'm down with what you say. I think EA might think like, hey, we put in Team Diamonds, so that should solve all the gold issues for a while. So like they're still relying on those Team Diamond sets to kind of drive value to a lot of the gold players. Whereas like it's past its time. We need some more like full, like, I know they traditionally waited for like position heroes and stuff, But we need like either a gold master or some sort of gold set that comes into this game that drives the value there. That really brings out like the basically what I call pack filler. The shitty things you get in pack besides for the pulls that you want. That basically drives like the lower like the like we talked about at the top of the podcast, the value to the bundle. So give us something not only like so this really helps your money spenders, a lot of the people that you are catering to because you want to, you know, like a casino, get money from people. So you cater to these people to give them value for their bundles, and just make a gold set. It only takes one card art and one set to put in the game. You had to put 200 gold, 70 to 79, or maybe 100 low golds, 100 high golds, something like that, into a set. It doesn't really matter. I'd say 200 of either of them. And boom, all of a sudden, your value for one, 94 overall cornerback, or 95, whatever it is. And there, boom, golds instantly go up in price. And you can do that once every month.
Think about what they did at the beginning of the year with the Saquon set. They increased the right price of rookies.
Yeah.
And so like I was selling punters and kickers for like $10,000.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's better than what they – I think we don't really need a promo like, oh, we need to come up with something creative. No, you can just do something like that where you just – I don't know. That's why I like Roadmaster and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, other sets in the game where you could basically – like they just give you it's like they give you content, but it's just like here's a silver set where you collect a bunch of silvers for a nice card, or here's a like last year we had the Casey Hayward as a gold set, like it just stuff like that. We just was that last year or that year before last?
That might have been two now, but I'm not sure.
It might have been 2 years ago, but just stuff like that is just so simple to provide value for just old cards, because when you pull packs, you get one new promo card and two old ones.
Yeah.
Or no, it was all right, not well. It's not two, but it's like one new promo card, and everything else is pretty much like, if a packet contains five, like four out of five of the cards is going to be silvers and golds from the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So why not put more value into them other than just making silver tokens and gold tokens or quick selling them for training?
I love it. I so simple, so elegant, so perfect of a design there, and then change it out once a month. All you need is two new cards a month to satisfy that set.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So hopefully some more stuff like that in the future where they actually make sets somewhat profitable or somewhat doable. But Texas, what are you thankful for this year?
I am thankful for my sub base. I'm thankful for my dog. She's my road dog. She's annoying as hell, but I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for my friends and family in my life that helped me impact, and I'm thankful for Madden Ultimate Team for having a good mutt so far. Thankful for my man Gut Fox for being the greatest podcast partner of all time.
Oh, you're too kind, Tex.
Thankful for water. I'm thankful for just the opportunities that are coming up. So I'm looking forward to how this next year is about to go.
Yeah.
What about you?
I am thankful. I'm thankful for having something I can do where I can say whatever I want and face no repercussions. Like
my man got out of his corporate job and now he's like I'm free
like a bird. I can do like I can talk about penis and vagina and poop and boobs all I want.
Yeah, they like not worry about somebody calling your boss saying is he your employee on stream.
Yeah, exactly. No, got face reveal. Did it? No repercussions. That's hot. Otherwise, I just want to echo what Texas said. Greatest co-host ever, and echo a lot of his thankfulness. I mean, it's good time to be alive, right?
Yes,
as many problems as there are, I think we're bending towards positivity or towards good, as I think Martin Luther King said.
Neutral good.
What's that?
Neutral good.
Well, good. He the world bends towards good over time.
Yeah.
It's getting better every year. It's like a Beatles song too. So that's what I'm thankful for. Let's keep it on. Hopefully we can have some good. I looked through the questions from last week. There's nothing too crazy. People like ScoMo. That's good.
Yeah. They like people that can talk and are confident about what they're saying. So
yeah.
Great guess. I'm glad we got people in the community like that that can convey their opinions and thoughts eloquently.
Yeah, I saw one high-rated comment was, Scomo said he nailed everything he said, and he said it without raging or cursing. I feel personally attacked.
I be the same way, bro. I be out here saying, "What the fuck are y'all be doing?" Yeah, y'all thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, raging and cursing is like half of my content.
You and me both.
Yeah, insulted.
Let's just madden them. Madden
all right, everybody. Oh no, wait. Yeah, this is my channel. Everybody, check out Texas in the links below. If you're on iTunes, rate us what you think we deserve. 5 if you loved us. 1 if you hated us. Or in the middle if you don't know how to make a decision. But Tex, appreciate you coming on again. Just us two.
Yep. Time was just us two. Talked for like 7 hours.
Crazy.
It was a good one though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good one. It was a very good one. Yep. All right. Take it easy, dudes. I will catch you tomorrow.
All right. Take it easy.